From Story Flow, Parenting, the day's top six. June 13th. Summer journaling can be a quiet anchor for busy moms. A five-minute morning pause, followed by prompts that ask you to picture your best summer self. List what excites or worries you. Recall a vivid childhood memory. And describe a perfect day from sunrise to sunset. Other cues invite you to name a favorite scent, taste, sound, touch, or smell of the season. Set a priority and sketch a new skill you'd like to try. The piece notes that a modest subscription unlocks dozens of kid lunch ideas, family meal plans, and self-care articles. A simple weekend plan is highlighted. A family swim at a community pool, with kids eager to try the diving board. The author weaves in a thank you to a newsletter friend whose kind words brought tears, underscoring how small moments of play and gratitude can lift spirits and deepen community bonds. Viking history includes strong female names that many modern parents might love. The article explains that Norse people chose names to reflect qualities like strength, resilience, or grace, and then offers a list of names such as a bird of prey name, meaning eagle, a goddess-derived name, meaning beautiful goddess, a victory-linked name, a storytelling goddess, and a fierce name, meaning wild or furious. Each entry includes a brief meaning and cultural origin. A whimsical phrase about life being a chair of bowlies inspires a quick cherry sherbet recipe. Blend frozen pitted cherries, plain yogurt, and almond butter for a 10-minute four-serving treat. The article also suggests topping rice cakes with cottage cheese and cherries, stirring them into oatmeal, adding them to smoothies, mixing them into yogurt, or stuffing them with feta. The piece reminds readers that cherries are stoned fruits and invites reflection on the original "life is a bowl of cherries" sentiment. Key milestones in women's education are traced from the 1821 Troy Female Seminary to Vassar's 1861 degree-granting status, Oberlin's early co-educational model, the first women's doctorates, Title IX's 1972 anti-discrimination law, and the 2010s shift to women outnumbering men on college campuses. The brief closes with an inclusive parenting call to action. A blended family's pride story illustrates how affirming language and support cut risks of depression and suicide for LGBTQ youth. A free, peaceful parenting reset week is offered, along with resources for